In Parshas Matos, we have the mitzvah of Hechsher Kelim. We need to kasher Kelim that are not kosher. If they're become unusable, Vayomer Elazar, HaKohen Elanshei HaTzava. In Elazar, the Kohen tells the people in the army when they go out to war, Habayim L'Melchama, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah, Shir Tzivah Hashem as Moshe, that Hashem told Moshe, Ach es hazav, yes hakesev, es nechosh, es habarz, es habedil, ves haoferes, all different types of metal that you capture in war that you know were used for things that are not kosher, meat and milk, chaz, or whatever it may be. What is the halacha? Kol davar asher yavabesh. Any metal that would have been used with direct heat in the process of cooking, ta'avir of eish v'tar, if you want to be matar, you want to purify it, so you put it into direct heat. Again, this is what we call libun in modern parlance. When it comes to kashering things, you have to have direct heat. Ach, b'mei nida yischata v'chol ashel yavo be'esh, whatever was not used in the process of direct heat, we know, ta'avir b'mayim, you can put into the mikvah or put into the water in order to be metaret, in order that it can become kosher when it was owned by a non-Jew. The Chafetz Chaim has a summary of the laws on Kodshim. We know that the Rif, which is in the back of the Gemara, goes on the Masechtos, goes on the tractates that are of practical halacha. However, the Rif did not cover Kodshim, the laws of Korbanos, because in his day it was not yet practical. The Chafetz Chaim, hoping and pining for the coming of Mashiach, felt that if we increase the learning of Kodshim, the laws of Korbanos, it would help us prepare for the coming of Mashiach. So he collected his own riff. He summarized and took away all the conversation, bringing the final halacha in the areas of Kodshim or the areas of Shas that are not halacha l'maisa yet, unfortunately. And that is brought in the three volumes of the Likutei Halachos. In the introduction to the Likutei Halachos, in a footnote in the bottom of the introduction, the Chafetz Chaim asks a question on our parsha, and he notes as follows. Why does the Torah say, Zos Chukas HaTorah? A chok, as we know classically, is a mitzvah that has no logical explanation. It is not something that is sichli, that I would have figured out on my own. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not entirely true. The laws of Hechsher of Kelim, of Agalas Kelim, of Koshering Kelim, is logical because of a principle that we are familiar with, Kibbalah Kach Palto. Whatever the issa, whatever the flavor, the tam, the blia, the absorption that comes in, the way to get it out is the same methodology that it comes in, right? If the food is used with direct heat, then the way to get that flavor out is by also using the intensity of direct heat. If the flavor comes in using the heat of a liquid, and it comes through be'emtzas hamayim, through the flavor comes through the process of water. So we know that we take the pot then and we dunk it in boiling hot water. That is a logical inference, says the Chafetz Chaim. It makes sense. Why does the Torah call the laws of Agalas Kelim a chok? It actually is logical. According to the principles, it makes sense. If you use heat to make it not kosher, you need to use heat to take it out. If you use hot water to make it not kosher, you need hot water to take it out. This is not a chok, says the Chafetz Chaim. This is something that is logical. It makes sense, according to the laws of the Torah, to do Hechsher Kelim, to do Agalas Kelim. Why is it called something seemingly that is not sichli? So the Chafetz Chaim says we can understand this al derech hadrush, not in its pshat sense, but with an additional level of interpretation. And he says this is referring to the learning of Torah itself. Zos chukas haTorah. If you want to know about liman haTorah and what learning Torah does to a person, look at the laws of Agalas Kelim, and everything is right there in the pasuk that we just read. We know that many sources in the Torah and many sources in Navi and Ksuvim refer to Torah as an aspect of fire. The Navi Yirmiyah says in Parachav Gimel, Halo ka divrei ka'eshim Hashem, that the words of Hashem are like fire. Torah is often compared to fire, Eish das lamo, as the Torah says. On the other hand, we know that Torah is often referred to as water. There's a beautiful Yalkut Shimoni in Yeshayahu and Remez Tuf Pei, where the Yalkut Shimoni gives a whole list of ways that Torah is compared to water. I'll give you one that the Yalkut Shimoni says. Nim shel divrei Torah l'mayim. Divrei Torah are compared to water. Why? Shasa mayim mevarach. A person who drinks water becomes blessed. Mamayim chayim l'olam. A person, the water can last forever. Af divrei Torah chayim l'olam. So too divrei Torah gives life forever. Shneamar ki chayim heim l'motzeim. It is life to those who find the Torah. Just like water takes a person who is impure, makes him pure through the process of the mikvah, so too the Torah purifies a person who is impure and brings him back to purity. And we see that when a person does an avera, if a person acts in a way, sees something he shouldn't have seen, said something he shouldn't have said, does something that he should not have done, so he has a spirit of tumah, a spirit of impurity comes over the person for doing the wrong thing. However, he shouldn't despair, says the Chafetz Chaim, because we know that we can be metar such a person, and we can purify him through Talmud Torah. And if a person returns to Hashem through the path of Torah, so that will purify him for seeing things, doing things, speaking things that he shouldn't have done before. And that regains a level of purity as if he is immersing in a mikvah. And therefore, the avera will be erased, just like someone who goes to the mikvah. And that is the process of Torah purifying someone, just like water. However, a person may think a mikvah is only a surface level purification. Whatever tumah is on the outside of the person, so the mikvah will take care of. But what about someone like me? Chafetz Chaim was quoting an anonymous person. Someone like me, who I did very, very bad avedos. I said very, very bad Lashon Hara. I looked at things I shouldn't have seen, and I went places I shouldn't have gone. That avera is deep, deep inside of me. That is deep schmutz. That is something that is not going to get out with the mikvah. How do I am supposed to fix this more concrete avera, perhaps a more serious sin? And my averos are major issues, says the Chafetz Chaim. How can Limud HaTorah help them? And when this, the Torah says, that Limud HaTorah is also compared to fire. Just like fire cleanses a vessel with a deep, intense cleaning, so too the Torah can provide someone who learns Torah with a deep, intense cleaning. Obviously, says the Chafetz Chaim, this only works if you distance yourself from the Avera. The Talmud Torah is not going to help you if you are Tovel V'sheretz B'yado, right? You can't go into a mikvah while holding on to an impure animal. It's not going to work. So you have to leave the Avera, and then after you've left the Avera, then the learning of Torah can purify a person. And he says, this yesod, that Torah has the aspect of Eish and Mayim, of fire and water, is Chukas HaTorah, right? A person will say, Zos Chukas HaTorah. How does the Torah work? Kol Davar Sheyova Be'esh, Tavir Be'esh V'tar. Whoever had an Avera, go back to the fire of Torah, and the Torah will purify you. And a person has a long day at work, in the office, wherever it may be, and maybe he doesn't feel as good as he should feel. Maybe he feels a little schmussy at the end of the day. And therefore, a daf gemara, a little bit of learning, opening up a sefer, listening to a shir, is the water and the fire that can be metahir a person, purifying a person, just like that kli that perhaps you were not careful about and you put in the wrong dishwasher, or you fried with the wrong type of thing and your wife got upset at you because you messed up her kitchen again, and now what are you supposed to do? So Torah does the same thing in this area. Rav Elia Lopian, totally independent of the Chafetz Chaim, he doesn't quote the Chafetz Chaim, but he takes a similar mashal in a different way. This is in the Lev Elyon Chelek Aleph. And Rav Elia Lopian notes the following idea. It is true that Torah purifies, just like the fire purifies kelim that are not kosher, and the water purifies kelim as well that are not kosher. But he says, how does it work? If a person does a light avera, a small avera, so you just need a small intensity of Torah to purify such a person. Maybe just dunking in boiling hot water, that's enough Torah for the person to purify himself. But if a person did a real geshmak, chazer shmalz avera, a real, real avera with a lot of intensity, he went and ate that thing, he said that Lashon Hara, and it was so delicious. He was into it, and he got involved in Lashon Hara, and it overtook him with such intensity. If you want to purify such an avera, you need to purify yourself with Torah with the same, if not more, of a level of intensity in learning Torah. So if you got a great geshmak out of that juicy piece of Lashon Hara, then it's going to require even greater intensity of learning Torah. Because he says, just like Hagalas Kalim, if you have a little bit of a light level of blia, of absorption of Isser, so then you have a light level of kashering, says Rav Elia Lopian. But if you have a very intense level with direct heat, 400, 500, 600, 700 degrees of Avera, then you need an intense level of learning, a focus of being immersed in the Torah in order to purify a person. Therefore, certainly good for everyone. After a long day, a long week, a vacation, whatever it may be, a person comes back to the Beis Medrash, comes back to the Sefer, comes back to the Shir, and is metar himself, he kashers himself with the Torah, whether it is in the process of water, whether it is in the process of fire, to come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu Zos Chukas HaTorah.